Hi, this is Jane Lee for English in the News. We haven't talked for quite a while. I've been really busy, but now I'm back, and we are going to talk about tit for tat today. 以牙还牙，这是在中文里面的说法。Now, I find this phrase quite interesting because if you just look at the phrase itself, T-I-T for T-A-T,Tit for tat,
它看起来跟中文里面以牙还牙，有一种很 balanced 的感觉，别人咬你一口，你就还咬他一口。这本身可能 tit 或是 tat 本身没有什么多大的意思，可能只是一个声音，一个撞声词，可是也有一种平衡的感觉，就别人对你做了什么，然后你用完全一样的手法来回报，这个叫做 tit for tat.
And the English Dictionary gives these definitions, an equivalent given in return.As for injuries, so if somebody injured you, if somebody hurt you, maybe punched you in the face, and then you just punch back, that's tit for tat. Or retaliation in kind. Retaliation 是报复 ,in kind 就是完全一样的,完全同种类的报复。别人怎么对你,你就怎么对别人。Retaliation in kind.Or something bad that you do to someone because they have done something bad to you.
别人对你做了坏事，于是你也对他做同样的坏事，这个就叫做 tit for tat.
Now, the tit for tat can also be used as an adjective. It actually can be used as a noun, an adjective, and an adverb. So a tit for tat action is one where someone takes revenge on another person for what they have done by doing something similar to them.
那在中文里面有时候我们也会翻译成一报还一报。你做了什么事，于是呢，你得到同样的这种回报，这个叫做 tit for tat。
We have two examples here. First one, he hit me, so I hit him back. It was just tit for tat.
在这里是名词的用法，他打我，所以我打回去。这纯粹只是以牙还牙。
It was just tit for tat. Number two, I told her if she did me any harm, I would return tit for tat.
我告诉她，要是她敢伤害我 ，I would return tit for tat. 我会一模一样的还给她。I would return tit for tat.
Now, how is this phrase used in English news? Let's take a look at the first example from BBC. The title is Spy Poisoning. Russia expels 60 U.S. diplomats in tit for tat measure.
Spy poisoning 讲的是英国之前发生的双面间谍被毒死的案件。它的这个标题 Russia expels 60 U.S. diplomats 是说俄国驱逐了60个美国的外交官，就是美国派驻在俄罗斯的外交官 in tit for tat measure. 而这个举动呢是一个报复的行动，那显然就是美国事先已经驱逐了俄国的外交官，所以呢俄国以牙还牙。
So what the story is about, let's take a look. Russia has expelled 60 U.S. diplomats and closed the St. Petersburg consulate in a tit-for-tat response to U.S. action over a spy poisoning case in the U.K. Russia's foreign minister said other countries that expelled Russians could expect a symmetrical response.The move comes amid a row over the nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter in the UK.
Okay, in the last sentence, nerve agent attack, 神经毒气的攻击，就是英国在这个案件发生之后指控俄国派了人带了神经毒气到英国来释放，在 Salisbury 这个地方释放，害死了 这一对父女。这父亲是一个以前的双面间谍，他死了，而他的女儿存活下来，虽然是受了很大的伤损。我们看第一段 Russia has expelled 60 U.S. diplomats,
这跟标题一样，俄国驱逐了60个美国外交人员 and closed the St. Petersburg consulate,
并且把圣彼得堡美国驻圣彼得堡的领事馆关闭 in a tit-for-tat response to U.S. action. 那他就是完全一样的以牙还牙的报复，他说是对美国行动的报复 to U.S. in a tit-for-tat response, 在这边 tit-for-tat 是形容词的用法，那美国采取了 这样子的行动，就是驱逐俄国外交官的行动，于是他以牙还牙 over a spy poisoning case in the UK， 是因为英国的这个、毒杀间谍的这个案子。 Russia's foreign minister said other countries that expelled Russians could expect a symmetrical response。这里俄国外长指出，其他的国家假如也这样做的话，其他国家假如也驱逐俄国人的话，那他就会获得对称的待遇 symmetrical response。 那对称的意思，他在这里他只是没有重复 tit for tat 而已，对称的待遇意思当然就是你要怎么做，我就会以同等的待遇回报你。Now in the second example, it's from The Guardian, 这英国卫报是在七月时候的一个报道。他说 The United States and China have imposed tit-for-tat tariffs as fears grow over the damage to global economy. The trade war between the U.S. and other major economies escalated on Friday after Washington and Beijing launched punitive import tariffs on $34 billion worth of each other's goods.While economists say the consequences of a spat between the world's two largest economies can be contained for now, there are fears that Donald Trump's stance on trade could cause serious damage to the global economy.那这个新闻因为是发生在七月初的时候，所以呢他们还在讲说经济学家会担心这个对世界的经济会造成影响。那这篇报道里面的第一句就有讲到 tit for tat， The United States and China have imposed tit for tat tariffs。这个 tit for tat tariffs 就是以牙还牙的关税，你要课我多少税，我立刻用同样的税率来课你的税，这个是 tit for tat tariffs， tariffs 是关税的意思。所以在七月这一天，某一个星期五，华府跟北京互相宣布了要对对方$340 billion价值的货品课以关税。第二段， While economists say the consequences of a spat between the world's two largest economies can be contained for now.世界经济学家会他们表示，这两个世界最大经济体之间的争执暂时也许可以获得控制，这 contain 就是可以获得控制的意思。那这个 spat S-P-A-T 意思是争执哦，争论或是、争吵，在两个这大世界经济体之间这种你来我往的争执也许暂时可以获得控制，但两个月之后的今天我们来看，其实它看起来已经有一点不受控制了。 There are fears that Donald Trump's stance on trade， 那他们但是还是有担心，还是有恐惧，觉得川普在贸易这方面的立场 could cause serious damage to the global economy， 很可能会对世界经济会造成严重的伤损。 And if you go to the ICRT official website, you will find the news blog with the script and the soundbite for English in the news, tit for tat. This is how tit for tat is used. Thank you very much for tuning in to ICRT's English in the News. I'm Jian Li.